The Proxy Zone Reboot, starring Daniel Schall, written by Gerald Burke. Episode 5, Recap. On last week's episode, Lydia, Gus, and Kevin travel to Marauder's Junction to rescue Lydia's father.
Don't forget about me.
And their boss, whom they're also quite fond of. Whatever. Meanwhile, at the base, Spike, Donnie, and Teresa prepared the red suit for the Proxy Zone download and made coffee. At Marauder's Junction, our heroes met the very bad, and let's face it, even verier sexy, dangerous Dave. After failing to force the professor to do sciencey things, Dangerous Dave agrees to return the professor to the care of his daughter. But when the Mayhem Marauders escape out of the Gates of Hell...
Dude, don't start with the whole Gates of Hell crap again.
A shootout tragically ends the life of our friend Gus. Though, let's admit it, his shtick had kind of run thin anyway. And before anyone complains that no one is sad enough... Really? We're gonna be sad about a homicidal maniac's death? Were you sad about Hitler? Yeah, that's what I thought. Feeling responsible and possibly horny, Dangerous Dave agrees to accompany our heroes back to the lab over the whiny objections of Kevin. That's right. Whiny. Suck it, Kevin. I get the last word. Stick around as our heroes travel back to the lab. Okay, Donnie, did you check the calibration of the connector between the VGA splitter and the flux generator?
Check.
Professor, did you enter the secret equation into Prissy?
Oh, you know I did.
Prissy, align the radar dish to RA 0 hours, 42 minutes, 44 seconds, December 41 degrees, 16 feet, north.
No need to show off, baby. You could have just said the Andromeda Galaxy. Aligning now.
Teresa.
Yes?
Can you make me a half-calf mint mocha latte with foam on the top, please?
Just push P on the coffee maker.
Coming right up. I have to say, I'm getting used to all the gunfire. Exhilarating.
The radar dish is stuck.
Frick! What's going on?
It seems a pterodactyl toe is in the way.
We're on it. Dave, can you...
One step ahead of you, my dearest.
Did he just call her my dearest?
He did. Why? Are you jealous?
Here's your half-calf mint mocha latte. Would you like anything else, my dearest?
No. No, thank you.
Where's the foam?
It was out of foam.
What do you mean it was out of foam?
I mean, it's out of foam?
On second thought, can you bring me an espresso?
Anything for you.
Watch out for that velociraptor.
On it, gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
You are so jealous.
I am not. I'm very happy with...
Teresa?
I know her name. It's Teresa. I'm very happy.
The coordinates are set.
Donnie, connect the suit to the Ethernet port at Junction A, but be careful not to cross it with the port at Junction Z.
All set.
So are we. Mission accomplished.
I can't believe it was dinosaurs this time.
Yeah, a whole flock of them. Dude, it's called a herd. Well, whatever it was, the incredible Lydia Greats here took care of most of them. I just tidied up after her.
I would have been dead if you hadn't gotten that Spinosaurus right between the eyes.
Yeah, it was a lucky shot.
It was a thing of beauty.
Well, the only beauty I behold is...
We're ready to begin the download!
Yes, of course. Proceed.
I say proceed around here.
Yes, by all means.
Proceed.
Oh, it's working, thanks to my brilliant math.
I mean, we only set up everything while you were away at cowboy camp, but sure, all hail math.
Oh, what the? Where am I?
It worked.
Who are you? How did I get here? Where am I?
Whoa, brah. All great questions, but one at a time. Which one first?
Where am I?
That's a hard question to answer. The short answer is here. The long answer is, from your perspective, well, I'm not really sure how to answer that.
What's the last thing you remember?
I was in my office working on... Donnie? Is that you?
Yes, I suppose it's me. Do we know each other?
You're Dangerous Dave from Marauder's Junction, and Lydia from the Temple of Zoot, and... Oh my god, what's happening?
We should go to the conference room. We can answer all your questions from there. And that's pretty much it. Any questions?
Tons.
Well, lucky for you, we have time for three.
Kevin?
First off, I mean, bravo on the execution. I can't believe I'm actually here. Secondly, while I think I understand your problem, I'm not sure how I can help.
Oh, we were hoping to glean some useful information from your unique proxy zone perspective.
Proxy zone?
It's what we call your world.
Neat.
So, do you have any idea what's going on here?
I might. Have you ever heard of the viral game hub VG?
No. What's that?
I knew this episode was going to be like this. And I hate exposition, but maybe the fans like it. What do you think?
Yay! Yeah! Exposition!
Daniel, get out of here.
Yeah, that's my bad. Sorry, guys.
Damn narrators think they own the place. Back to the story!
The Viral Game Hub VG is a virtual private cloud containing every video game ever made, past and present. In the past, all our video games used to come on separate systems.
Ours still do.
We found it to be remarkably inefficient. 10 years ago, the Gridgrom Corporation purchased the licenses of every video game anyone has ever made and placed them onto one cloud. It's called the Viral Game Hub VG. For a monthly fee, you can play literally any video game you want. It's pretty sweet.
Are you telling us that...
You're all characters in a video game. Dangerous Dave, you're from a game called Marauder's Junction. It's a Western-themed single-player POV revolving around... Well, you, a ne'er-do-well cowboy spirit who escaped from the gates of hell.
Dude, I am going to lose it.
Did I say something wrong?
He has issues with the gates of hell. Oh, sorry, Kevin. You're not gonna slap me stupid, right?
Nah, since you're explaining why I hate the term, you get a free pass. Don't let it happen again.
Anyway, I played Marauder's Junction all last month. It's a great game.
And me. You said you recognized me.
Yes, Donnie, you're a character that I created for a game called Earth.
Earth.
Easy access realism, totally harmless. Earth. It's an artificial world filled with mundane characters doing the most trivial things. It turns out that doing monotonous, tedious, and boring activities is incredibly relaxing. Who knew? I created you about 2 years ago.
But I'm 35.
In this world, yes. In mine, you're...
Two? You're 2 years old? That explains so much. Baby wanna baba?
Lydia here is from Temple of Zoot. Duchess Fallbrook is her boss, and Kevin is her trusted sidekick.
Bruh, I ain't no one's sidekick.
You're most definitely a sidekick.
I will settle as a side punch.
But you two, I don't know who you are.
That's my father, Professor Greats, and his partner, Spike. She's a punk rock computer genius with a bad attitude and even badder ass disposition.
Lydia Greats doesn't have a father.
I most certainly do. Him.
I remember making her.
Dad, that's gross.
Oh, your mother was a handsome woman.
Dad, stop clicking.
Oh, message received.
I've played every version of Temple of Zoot. Her father is dead in every one. It's a huge part of her backstory.
No. It's... Donnie.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but, I'm not dead.
Other Donnie, dude. Her brother, killed by...
Montezuma's mummy.
Yes. How do you know that?
In the game I played, it's your father who was killed by Montezuma's mummy, the archaeologist who inspired you.
That's my brother, Donnie.
I can't explain that. I might have an answer for the anomaly, though. You might want to take a seat. First things first, which one of you discovered the access portal at the Andromeda Galaxy?
That would be me.
That would be us?
Oh, yes, that's right. Us. Very true.
Absolutely brilliant. We thought no one from your side could or would even discover it. My name is Spinak Tony, and I'm one of the head programmers at Viral Game Hub VG. About 10 years ago, we discovered a glitch in your code. And after doing some digging, we found out that this glitch coincided when you figured out how to use our code in your world. You called it Technetium.
Bro, I played those as a kid!
Not Technic, Technetium.
The first artificially created element. But wait, that was in 1937. You said it was 10 years ago.
Time works differently in each of our worlds. 10 years in ours is about 100 years in yours. When we discovered technetium wasn't created by one of our coders, we ran a diagnostic.
Wait, doesn't that mean that you knew we were sentient?
Not at all. Some, me included, speculated that it might be true, but most programmers assumed that technetium was nothing more than a programming error. That is, until it happened again. You see, each time you rewrote our code, you called it creating a new element, the entire system became increasingly unstable.
You keep calling it code, but it's not code. What you're talking about is chemistry.
What's the difference? When we created our computer code, we used the same language you call chemistry. Electrons, protons, valence bonds, etc. This is simply our code language. I guess it would be easy for you to confuse it with natural law since it is for you. It's just like the computer worlds you've invented operate under the laws of, what do you call it?
Binary.
Oh yes, an elegant system. I won't lie, several programmers on our side were jealous when we realized you developed a binary system to create your own micro-digital universe. The simplicity was impressive. In fact, we needed to use this binary system of yours to begin the...
Begin what?
I hate repeating myself, but you knew we were alive. You knew we were thinking beings, and yet you continue to play us like video game characters. I mean, am I the only one who's disturbed by that?
I agree.
It's not. Oh,
I agree.
Right.
It's bull.
I don't like it.
Yeah, I'm cool with it. I mean, what? No, don't do that.
We knew you were artificially generated intelligence, but living in the way we live? No, we hadn't a clue. To be honest, I'm still a little suspicious.
This is outrageous.
Consider things from our point of view. You still responded to our controls and, barring a few quirks, operated according to the rules we set up in our code language. There was no reason to assume you weren't anything except...
puppets?
What kind of quirks?
Well, as I was saying, when you began rewriting our code, we discovered some unique side effects. It was initially minor, but some games began to bleed into others. At first, it was just a line of color here and there, or an occasional flash in another game, but recently we've noticed the bleeding has become increasingly erratic. That's why...
Yes?
We decided to... reboot the system.
What?
What?
We're going to return everything back to its original factory settings. Afterwards, we'll include an algorithm that will never let you change our code again. This would fix the bug, stop the bleeding, and, well, at the same time...
You're going to erase us, aren't you?
You'll be reset back to the factory settings if that's what you mean.
No, I mean we'll cease to exist. What we are at our core will no longer be. Our memories, our experiences will be erased. In fact, you're planning on killing us.
That's one way to look at it, I suppose.
That's the only way to look at it.
How much time do we have? The programming alone would take years to perfect.
That's true, except we have been working on it for years. The reboot is set to begin in 48 hours, your time.
2 days? There must be something you can do. Go back and tell them to stop.
I'm sorry, but... there's nothing I can do. Even if the people back in my world believe me, the bleed isn't going to stop. Soon, every imaginable video game scenario will overlap. Your world, all your worlds will descend into chaos. You'll tear each other apart until there's nothing left.
That can't be.
Yo.
I said that can't be, not Prissy.
I completely respect that. However, since I'm programmed to alert you anytime there's trouble nearby.
What is it, Prissy?
There's trouble nearby.
Okay, team. Prissy has located a horde of angry... what do you call them?
Demon-like creatures from...
Dude! You say Gates of Hell. I'm blasting you into micro bits.
The Netherworld.
Professor, to the Archimedes Ray.
Already on it.
These demons can materialize wherever they want, including inside the base.
Defensive positions, everyone. Dave?
One step ahead of you, babe.
Babe!
You got it bad, Earth Boy.
Yoo-hoo! Does anyone want any... Oh my god! What the hell are those things?
Demon spawn, yo!
Shoo! Go away!
Teresa, get out of here. Though it is a good question. What the hell are these things?
These are from the game Demon Battle 14. They're called Necrospawn, and they're incredibly difficult to kill. They're only vulnerable when their mouths are open, so wait until their mouths are open before shooting.
Okay, everyone, you heard the man.
There's too many of them.
Oh, I miss Gus.
The only way to stop the onslaught is to destroy their portal from hell. A necrospawn needs to be within 50 yards of the portal to spawn. Unless we destroy that opening, there's no stopping them.
On it. Kevin, you're with me.
Right on, dude.
Okay, I guess we'll hold them off here then.
Donnie, watch out!
Thanks, Dave. I appreciate that.
We did it.
Dude, you totally destroyed the portal of hell.
Hang on now. So, portal of hell is okay.
Totally. That sounds badass. Gates of hell, that's stupid.
Is everyone all right?
You literally just
I'm all good. Thanks, Duchess.
Yes, all good.
All good here. Thank God everyone survived.
Guys, we have a problem.
What is it?
It's Prissy. One of those demons got her in her mainframe and...
I'm hurt pretty bad, guys. In fact, I'm my maggot.
Prissy, no.
What are we gonna do?
Well, I'm sure you'll figure it out. That was exciting, but life is much safer where I'm from. I appreciate the visit, and what you've accomplished is very impressive. However, since there's really nothing I can do here... Would you mind sending me back?
Prissy is gone.
And I appreciate that fact, but frankly, that's not my problem.
I'm afraid it is.
It is?
Give him a moment.
Wait.
There it is.
If Prissy is destroyed, then... Oh, God. I can't...
Touchdown. Like it or not, Red, you're stuck with us.
Do you know what will happen to you if you're stuck here with us during the reboot?
I have no idea.
Sounds like we've got another brain in the Brain Trust. Welcome aboard. Well, that was exciting for an explanation episode. Loved the demon guys. Stay tuned next week as the countdown begins. With only 48 hours on the clock, will the team survive the reboot? Will the red-suited man ever make it back to the proxy zone? Will Teresa ever do more than make a cup of coffee? Stay tuned for all this and more in our next episode as we travel into the wasteland. Now that's more like it.
What the hell is going on here?
The Proxy Zone Reboot was written by Gerald Burke. All voices by Daniel Schall. Music by Sean Rayner. Produced and directed by Gerald Burke and Daniel Schall. If you enjoyed this episode, check out Just Vic, available on Audible or Apple Books, written by Gerald Burke and narrated by Daniel Schall.